This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody, welcome back to Weekly Dish on My Talk 107.1. I'm Steph March. I am here with Miss Alex Lodner today.
Good morning.
We are so happy to have you guys join us on this almost last weekend of March, because we're not going to be here next weekend, but but nonetheless, it's lovely to have you here on the station and the show where we talk about all things food and fancy is what I think. Ooh, I know.
I like that.
I'm just going to come up with random taglines just all the time. But it is, of course, time for Top 2 in Hour 2. Okay, so this is the time where we talk about things that we are totally loving, can't stop thinking about, want to share.
Ooh. So we already used my veg situation that I was going to save, but that's all right. I can pivot.
Pivot!
See what I did there?
Nice.
Bars. Thanks, Grant. So bars. Let's talk about bars. Kind of a good segue.
Like I've bars? Been, mm-hmm. Like bars or bars? Like sitting at a bar or eating
sitting
a
bar? Sitting
at a bar. Okay. Because if it's
your
bars.
Your German came out there.
If it's bars.
So Millie's.
Millie's.
First of all, love
yeah,
the name.
Millie's Wine Bar. Well, of course.
But it's spelled wrong. But yeah. That's okay. So I went there for my birthday with a friend, and I thought it was going to be all...
Did I miss your birthday?
Well, it was February, so no, you didn't.
Okay.
But this, I'm just going back. I have to dig deep because you took my stuff.
All right.
Okay. So we went there. We thought it was going to be all girls. It's so pretty. It was 90% couples, and then me and my friend Jessica.
It is a date night spot.
It's a date night spot. It is so beautiful. They were the server we had was obviously extremely well educated. You get flights. You can order two or three flight ones. You could just order the one you like. One you order a full glass of it. I loved everything about it. I love the vibe. I love the location. Easy to park.
Yeah.
Easier to park than any other place on Washington because it's the very beginning of Washington.
It's Washington just east
right
of the highway.
Yes.
It's near this
auto shop there.
Yes.
Is right there.
Okay. Good to to locate it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I absolutely loved it. We had a beautiful, Mike was talking about charcuterie. We had a couple beautiful charcuterie plates. It was just lovely. It's really sunny upstairs. So if you want more sunny and open, go upstairs. If you want a little cozier, go downstairs. But I'll be honest, I didn't think I'd like it.
Yeah, huh?
It just did not feel like it was gonna be my vibe. And you know, she wanted to take me someplace different for. So I'm just going down my list of, because there's, you know, we all have a big list of places we need to try.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, okay, I can cross this off my list. Loved it.
Loved it.
Loved it. And it's called Millie's with a Y after Mill City.
Okay.
And for those who do not know, my daughter's name is Millie.
Yes,
so that's why
it
I
is.
Loved it. And I wanted a t-shirt, but it's spelled wrong.
What did you, was it just wines that you had or did mm-hmm. you have?
Okay. We had a bunch of different wines.
Yeah.
Decided what we liked, exchanged. She didn't like hers. I didn't like my exchange. Yeah. And it's playful.
It's so playful. I would say that if you are a wine, if you're like intimidated by wines, you feel like you never order the right one or anything. I really like it because they also, and did you see the game, the way they gamify the flights?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you can guess.
Yeah.
You can try to guess which is which.
Yep. Or you can tell them, well, I really like Spain.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and the servers, the sommeliers and the servers were really, really knowledgeable and not in any way intimidating. It was just the most beautiful yet casual atmosphere.
Yeah.
So very welcoming, very accessible. You do not have to be a wine snob to enjoy this place.
Okay. I super love this.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So for my first one, I'm just going to actually shout out. So we already did sort of talk about West Side Wines, which is in Texatonka, you know, and yes, they are literally down the street from me.
I was going to say, you can stumble on home.
I end up going there and I love that they have a wine shop and then next door they have the deli, which is right, you know, attached. I did buy some dill pickle salt there, which I'm going to give away. I also had, they are revamping their sandwich menu. And
I think I was supposed to go there last week and just remembering.
Oh, really?
Whoops.
They have a couple new sandwiches. They're getting rid of, they're the ones who you guys put my namesake sandwich on, the March.
Right.
And so they are revamping that one. So that one is going to be a little different. And we're not going to talk about it yet because it'll come out, I think, in a couple weeks or whatever.
Is it going to have an egg on it?
No, different, a little different.
Okay.
But this one, I did grab one of their specials, which was the mortadella melt.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, the mortadella is the ham of choice. Well, you are not feeling mortadella. I see this
ham.
In you. Yeah. Okay. I love a mortadella when it's thinly sliced.
Yeah.
And then usually if it's fried.
If
then
it's yours, I will
perfect.
Give it a try.
Well, that one is not mine.
That's not your
That's
namesake.
Not mine. But
okay.
Mine probably will have ham too because I love ham.
I know you do. Okay. I will have it.
Okay.
This is full circle to
full
the conversation
circle.
We just had.
I know.
It's all about balance.
Okay. Right. But anyway, they do have a mortadella melt on the menu right now that is got pickles, everything else. They also have a club on the sandwich that is fantastic. And of course, I'm going to shout out because Grant is here that next door is Brookie's Fish
Ooh,
Market.
Yes.
And that's his good friend Mike is there. And I love those cats because they text me whenever they have Toro in the case.
They are the best. Thank you for that.
They are really the best. They are so fun too. Yeah. And it feels like a coffee shop when you walk in. Like they're just good humans, right?
Good neighborhood feel to it. They're trying their best to incorporate themselves into that newly, nicely. Well, I mean, I wouldn't say newly. It's been a couple years now since they've renovated the
Texatonka.
That Texatonka Mall is just such an example of how to do it.
Yes,
how to do it.
Right?
Listen, Angel Food Bakery up there is so busy in the mornings.
Revival.
And then it goes quiet. And then it's like people go to Burritos for lunch. And then they go and they hang out at Revival at the on the patio or they go get a sandwich at the deli. It is. And then, of course, you have to go back and get Best of India and light your face on fire with like the Vindaloo. It's fantastic.
Did we talk about Walk in the Park that you...
Which is across the street.
Which is across the street.
And then
which
La Bodega.
It has a cherry pad thai that's insane.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I know. I'm telling you how lucky I am. Okay, what's your second one?
My second one. So is it Earl Giles or Earl Giles?
I say it's Earl. Oh, my God. Now you made me. It's Giles.
It's Giles.
Like you made me question it for a minute because I've heard so many people say Giles and
I don't think
that's right.
So I think especially, I'm just going to recommend this for people for tonight and tomorrow night for a cold, when it's still cold out. Tell me that you do not feel like you're on vacation when you walk into that place. I will
the amount
sit
of plant life.
In a plant.
Yes.
Like, literally immerse yourself in a plant, grab a cocktail, maybe a pizza.
Yes.
It is the place that Minnesota needed.
And it's like the comfy little lounge chairs.
Yes.
It's actually, you know, I mean,
grab
it's on
book.
The cover of the February, you know,
That's what it reminded me.
Because it is, or it's not on the cover, but it's in the opener of it.
Yeah.
But it is really compelling and it's really just like, it just is a great, and also I think like there's something about, because it's kind of sectioned off a little bit too.
I was just going to say,
it's
so,
huge, but it feels cozy.
Well, I was just going to say, kind of like Millie's, depending on what your mood is, you can sit by a window and read a book, or you can sit in a fern, or you can just really hide in a corner, or you can have a cozy romantic couch situation.
Yes.
I just love that it's all there. But it's cavernous.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it
you
because of
it.
All the plant life.
Okay.
And I'm not known as a plant person, and that That place is just a breath of fresh air.
Spectacular. All right, I'm going to give you one more for me, which is going to be, I'm recommending quiche for Easter brunch. Like, and here's the quiche I'm going to tell you to get. It's actually egg bake. Next year, we need to do a breakdown of what's quiche and what's egg bake, because there's like a whole thing here. But nonetheless, there is an egg bake available at Cook's Belcour. It comes in an Emile Henry pan. If you are going to someone's house and you have like the job is to bring a thing, I would say, why don't you get that Emile Henry
pan? You get to keep the pan?
Yes.
What?
It's $75, but it's a $69 pan.
Right.
And then they fill it with like an egg bake that has, you know, French croutons and asparagus and cheese and eggs.
Oh my gosh.
So they fill it, you get to like bake it, and then you leave the pan as a gift.
And people, just so you know, you do not have to actually officially celebrate Easter.
No.
To put that in your fridge.
No. You don't have to have any feel. You can call it the ritual of spring. It is
Mother's Day.
It is the
Mother's Day.
It's only available right now.
Okay.
Well, so it's like basically welcoming April. Wah. Could you welcome April in?
I totally could.
Okay.
I absolutely could.
It does not have to have religious overtones, is what I'm saying. Or undertones.
Or giant bunnies.
Or giant bunnies or whatever. Just eat your eggs, kids. All right. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back with Ann Kim on the line. Woo! We'll be right back.
We sweat together. We grunt together. We meditate together. We play together. We dance together. We splash together. We breathe together.
And deep breath in.
We belong together. Join the YMCA to strengthen your basic human need for community. Learn more at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back to Weekly Dish. This Saturday, March 23rd, we are so excited to be joined by Ann Kim. Are you on the line, Ann?
I am.
Okay, yay. There's Ann Kim of Kim's, of course.
Hey, Chef.
And of course, Pizza Lola and, you know, all the
Hello Pizza
and all the amazing things. We are so happy to have you here. And we're having you here because you are reporting live. I hope you're reporting live from your kitchen as you're just like fastly making lunch. That's what I think.
I am. I stepped out because it's loud and hot in there.
I love this idea. I just want to have people in the field calling in, reporting, and like in my mind, there's like a battle scene behind you. You know, that like, that's what I'm picturing.
It's like the Vikings.
Yes. I know.
It's a calm battle scene.
It is a calm battle scene. Okay, so I wanted to have you on because you guys sent me a note today this week that you have decided, you know, Kim's obviously is your reboot of the Suki and Mimi space in Uptown, and we have all been such big fans because
wildly successful.
I mean,
reboot.
And like crazy amount of people every time I drive by there, it feels like. Are you feeling good about it?
I don't want people to think that they can't get in. I mean, Fridays and Saturdays, like any restaurant is busy, but during the week, we'd love to see you.
Okay,
come.
Good point. Because I know that that turns into this thing where, you know, people who are like, oh, you can't, the reservations, there's a month out.
Get in, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yes. And a little sneak peek, actually, we opened as a no reservation restaurant, but in the coming months, we're going to open up some reservations for people that are absolutely big time planners.
Oh, my God.
Just a little news. A little sneak peek for you.
Little sneak noodle there. A little stay tuned, if you will.
And the bar is beautiful. So all else fails, you guys just go sit at the bar. Same amazing food. Gorgeous bar.
Yeah. Okay, so Ann, tell us about the decision. Before we get into what you're doing for lunch, tell us about the decision why you thought you should launch for weekend lunch.
Because I don't think there's enough places that it's open for lunch, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about Korean food, at least when I was growing up, lunch was actually one of our bigger meals throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a perfect way to set your weekend and get going. And we really wanted to activate this neighborhood during the day. And so we're testing it out with weekend lunch. And we really hope people come by. It's a beautiful day. It's sunny. So come on, swing by.
Yeah. And okay. So, and when you're thinking about doing dishes, because you have to, you know, you want to add things to the menu to kind of round it out and give give people something sparkly. Are you thinking, are there things that you're just pulling from the past for you, for what you love to eat for like during the day? Or are you trying to make it fit into like the neighborhood a little bit? What are you doing?
No, so today is our launch of lunch, but it's also the launch of several new menu items.
Okay. Ooh.
And so we're going to be basically featuring everything but a handful of items that we're only going to save for dinner. Okay. But pretty much at lunch, you can get everything that we offer on the dinner menu minus, you know, a couple things. So it's really, you know, we thought about maybe we should do brunch, but... You know, Koreans like to eat savory food. I think a lot of Asian cultures actually eat things like rice and whole fish and soups and stews, which I think is actually a better way to start your day than with like a donut. And so for us, we thought, you know, why try and fit what we're trying to do into some kind of Western idea of what lunch, brunch could look like?
Yep.
And so we're doing it in a way that I grew up eating lunch with a bowl of rice, with some soup, you know, come and get some bulgogi, come and get a seafood pancake. It's all really delicious. So
that is, and there's, I just think that that is a lot more, you know, I mean, I think the generations that grew up eating even like sugar cereals and stuff, that is obviously waning. You know, people are sort of doing more savory breakfast things. And, you know, I think so to me, that's the way that, you know, Jake and I used to eat the leftover ramen for breakfast sometimes or things like that, you know? So tell me about a couple of the new dishes you have coming.
Yeah, so for our lunch menu and for our dinner menu, we actually have a section now that we've marked as Korean barbecue.
Oh, great.
And so we will have this section where you can add on a sam with lettuce and scallion salad and samjang, because that's the traditional way that Koreans would eat Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have traditional beef bulgogi with rice, and we'll throw in some stir-fried mustard greens in there because I love mustard greens.
Oh, God, yes.
We'll do a spicy sakura pork bulgogi, which will be a little spicy, a little sweet, with a really beautiful sakura pork. And that will be served with rice. And then we'll also do a 12-ounce serving of Peterson beef short ribs. Served in L.A. Carby style,
ugh.
So flanken style, thin cut over on a hot ass. on a hot sizzle plate with some onions and shishito peppers. So that I think is going to be very popular. But some new things that we're doing that you know I'm really excited about, and I'm really anxious to see how people receive this. But some deep cuts. From the Korean culinary canon. Like kimchi jjigae. So I don't know. I mean, I assume you've had it before, but I really realize that a lot of people here in Minnesota either have never heard of it or have never had it. But it's something that I wanted to open with, but I hesitated because I thought, I don't know, this might be a little foreign to people. But in Korean culture, no meal is complete without a bowl of rice or some kind of soup or stew.
Yes.
And the soup or stew that really defines Korean culinary heritage is kimchi jjigae. And so that's something I grew up with. If I eat kimchi jjigae, it brings me home. If you want to get to know a little bit about who I am, kimchi jjigae kind of defines that. It's bold, it's assertive, it's funky, it's hot.
It's a hot bowl of really, it's like a hot pot, you're saying. Like
yes, literally and figuratively. So it's spicy because there's aged kimchi in there. There's gochugaru, but then it's also temperature hot. So Koreans, when we say hot, it means you're scalding the roof of your mouth. That's a hot. From
that's a great way to start your weekend.
Yes. That's a perfect tradition.
Use caution. You know, watch your children.
Yeah.
But it's going to come in a hot stone bowl bubbling to your table with a bowl of short grain rice. And that to me is going to be something that I'm really excited about. Another dish that is sort of a deep cut is sort of a cross between Chinese and Korean cuisine and traditionally known as jjajangmyeon. And jjajangmyeon is a black bean fermented sauce, traditionally with some diced up vegetables and pork that's served over some kind of noodle. But instead of noodles, we're going to serve this dish over rice. And instead of pork, we're serving it with a variety of different vegetables, maitake, cremini, and pickled hoshimiji. And bonus, it became an accidental vegan dish, which surprisingly it's a staff favorite.
Oh.
And it's really something that most people have never heard about, but it's full of umami. It's got rich caramel flavors. I think this is going to be sort of the sleeper and the winner.
Is this going to be like vegan, the mushroom birria taco, like of the
yes,
of Kim's?
That's what all of our staff said. Our staff said this is the next mushroom birria.
I'll be right there. Okay. I'm leaving
I mean,
early.
It doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look pretty, but it's delicious.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You have it. We sold us for it. We're actually going to stop the show right now, you guys, as we're leaving to get on our way to Kim's, unfortunately.
Come on over. We got a table for you.
All right. And thanks for calling in. Kim's is going to be open Saturday, Sunday for lunch, 11 to 3 p.m. Get your butts down there. Thanks,
Anne. Thank you so much.
Bye, Chef. Yep.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Take a nap, do some yoga, read more books. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And one thing I've learned from therapy is the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It allows us to be the best version of ourselves. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get it matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/weeklydish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/weeklydish.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome back to Weekly Dish on My Talk 107.1. I'm Steph March. I'm here with Alex Lodner. And
hello.
We are being joined in studio by none other than Mr. Dan Pashman. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here in town.
I love being here.
This is great. Dan is, of course, the voice and the talent behind the nationally acclaimed Sporkful podcast. I mean, aren't you number one in food, dude?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Depends on the week,
you know, you're just humble.
It's been a good 14 years.
Yeah, you know. Right? You're like one of the first, really.
Yeah, we launched the podcast in 2010, Sportful
Podcast.
Wow,
that's crazy.
One of the OPs, original podcasters.
Oh, God, I love this. So you're in town, you are doing a live podcast show with Ann Kim, who is just on with
that's
us.
That's right, love Ann.
I know, and so you were here last time when you were interviewing her. This time...
We're turning the tables.
Turning the tables.
She's going to interview me about my new cookbook. It's going to be a live Sportful podcast taping and book signing. It's at Amsterdam Barn Hall in St. Paul tomorrow night.
Are there tickets still available?
Tickets are still available.
Excellent.
They're going fast, though, but I'd love to see a whole bunch of Twin Cities folks there.
Let's get out there, you guys. We're Alex and I are going to be there.
Yeah, I have some Sporkful fans driving from Canada. They messaged me yesterday as they crossed the border.
Oh, yes, that's so cool.
Yeah. Well, Steph and I will be there, and we're all hardy Minnesotans people.
I have four-wheel drive.
You can handle it. Steph will pick everyone up at their homes.
Yes, I will
right.
not.
Bring her in her Jeep.
I will not. Okay, but you are here today, and this whole reason for the tour is because you have a new book. Well, let's level set. Let's talk a little bit about the Sporkful has been this really great podcast about all sorts of food ways. And you got a little obsessed with pasta and you invented a pasta shave.
That's true.
Cascatelli,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right.
2 years ago, 1 year ago?
3 years ago.
Yeah. You invented a pasta. I don't know any other podcaster who has invented a pasta shave. I don't know anybody.
I don't know a human that's invented a pasta shave.
There's not that many of us.
What happened?
I had this idea to invent a new food because I thought it would make for a great story on the Sporkful. And I thought there'll be ups and downs, it'll be great. Even if the thing crashes and burns, it'll make for a good story.
Right.
And I settled on pasta because I just feel like there's a lot of mediocre pasta shapes out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have these three criteria that I use to judge all pasta shapes. So there's forkability, how easy is it to get it on your fork and keep it there? Sauceability, how well does the sauce adhere to the shape? And tooth sink ability, which is how satisfying is it to sink your teeth into it? And a lot of shapes are pretty good at one or two of those. Very few nail all three. I mean, spaghetti barely gets one.
I was just going to say spaghetti's sort of off the chain for you.
Spaghetti's not that great.
It's like, not it's, that great.
It's
controversy. You know, hot
it's,
take.
It's hard to get a good bite of spaghetti. Either it's too big or it's too small on the fork. You get danglers coming off the fork.
It's that sloppy as hell.
Not, not a good first date dish.
You finish all the pasta and half the sauce is still on the plate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a design flaw.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very, I mean, like, it's the first shape that was mass produced, but it's so, so it has a lot, it's very iconic and important in pasta history, but it's also very primitive. So I spent 3 years against the advice of my wife and every person in the pasta industry I talked to.
I 100% know this vibe. I totally get this vibe. Right? Yeah.
And I was just determined. I went out and I ate every obscure shape I could get my teeth on and sort of isolated variables. You know, do I like long or short tubes or ruffles or ridges and all this? And I was especially inspired by Mafalda, a shape which is like fettuccine, a long flat noodle with ruffles down the edges.
Yeah,
you also think of it like a really narrow lasagna.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I love ruffles. There's not enough shapes with ruffles.
That's
ruffles
true.
Hold sauce really, really
they
well.
Do.
They hold sauce better than tubes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, they just have a unique and sort of pleasing mouthfeel and texture that makes them kind of more interesting to eat. So I said it has to have ruffles. I wanted to have some kind of tube component, some like bucatini-esque springiness.
Yeah.
And after a lot of trial and error and a lot of things going wrong, I launched Cascatelli.
God. And it looks like a little bit of a, like a roller coaster hill is what I feel like it does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Cascatelli is Italian for waterfall. So it's got one main strip of a short pasta. It's got this one main flat strip, and then it has these two strips of ruffles sticking perpendicular out from the main flat strip. And so they look sort of like, when you hold it vertically, they look sort of like flowing water. But when sauce, you know, that's the waterfall's name, but when the sauce goes in between those ruffles, it can't get out.
Oh, traps.
So it's amazing.
It's a sauce trap. Yeah. I love that.
Cascatelli
and it's beautiful.
Out.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's maybe another component is how do you feel when you look at it? Are you excited to try it? Are you excited to bite into it?
100%. You know, it's got to look nice. And I wanted it to look cool, but I didn't want it to be a gimmick.
Right.
Like I could very easily
be
like 3D printed one single piece of pasta to put on Instagram.
Right.
Uh-huh. With four different color shades of pink.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be mass produced and to be able to be people all over the country to be able to buy it and eat it. And I wanted it to be legitimately good.
Okay.
And so Cascatelli came out and it went viral.
Like, yeah.
Totally bananas.
Crazy.
It was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of the year.
Yeah, you're a patent holder, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like this is so great that you go from being
the company
a food podcaster to a patent holder.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I mean, that was, you know, exceeded beyond my wildest dreams. It's now in stores around the country, including some in the Twin Cities areas. You can also order it online.
Yep.
Sfoglini is the company that makes the original version.
Yep.
Sfoglini.com. You can order it there. But all that was amazing, but there was a problem. Steph and Alex.
In that.
Everyone sending me pictures of what they're making for Cascatelli. That was good. But 75% of what I was seeing was tomato sauce, meat sauce, mac and cheese, pesto.
Oh, okay.
And those are all good dishes. Nothing wrong with those.
Right.
But it just felt a little sad.
Yeah.
It's so limited. And even put aside Cascatelli, just in general, it made me realize how narrow the scope of pasta dishes that most people eat is. Even I get, like, you just get in a rut.
It's an easy go. Mm-hmm.
So I decided to set out to try to write a cookbook that would show people that there's so much more that they can and should be putting on pasta.
Oh my God, this is what is so brilliant about. So Anything's Pastable is the name of the cookbook. And it basically is, this is the key to it, 81 inventive pasta recipes for saucy people. And I have to tell you, I mean, I knew we were going to talk and I knew this, but I was looking through it last night and realizing how many of my Asian condiments I was going to be using when I did this.
That's right.
I mean, you know, like the furikake and like the chili crisp and all the I almost made the miso.
Miso butter and scallions.
Oh my God.
Shells with miso butter and scallions.
Yes. Yeah. And I just think that's how I cook. I cook in the most random things that kind of go because I love miso. So I'm like, well, what else can I put miso in?
Right, right.
And that's what this book is really about is like take your pasta and expand your mind.
100%. You know, and I think, like you say, it's a natural extension of the way more and more Americans are cooking. You know, as the country becomes more diverse and different cuisines work their way into the mainstream. More and more of these ingredients are in every grocery store and are in many people's pantries. And it's just natural to look, you know, people think that food innovation comes from like fancy chefs, but it's really not true.
It's not
oftentimes,
true.
new ideas in food just come from home cooks who have two things next to each other in the pantry, and they're like, what if I mix these together?
Yes.
You know, there's a recipe in here for mac and dal. I come up with that because I had leftover dal and leftover pasta, and I was like, I'm going to mix these together.
And the kids were hungry, and they're...
Exactly. Yep. Bam, dinner's ready. So, you know, I always have chili crisp in my fridge. Yep. I love kimchi, so we have the kimchi carbonara recipe.
Yes,
this
I'm cacio totally
e pepe with chili crisp. Oftentimes, it's like a very simple pasta dish. Like, the recipes are not complex.
No.
Most of them are under an hour, you know, 5, 6, 7 ingredients. You know, it's not a big deal. It's like stuff that, you know, it scratches the pasta comfort food itch, but just like with a twist.
Yes.
What's one thing we can add? What's one thing we can change to just make it feel new and fresh and different? There's also a whole bunch of obscure, or several obscure Italian pasta dishes that I went to Italy to research.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. I have to tell you that I did make your... I made a dish out of here. You guys sent me the new quattrotini.
Yeah, the quattrotini, right.
Which is like, it's like one giant hole in the middle and then like four subsequent little like teeny holes on the side. So it's this thick, almost like a rigatoni, but like,
wow,
like that AI came up with. I swear to God, yeah, it looks like that.
It's almost like if you imagine like the little tiny mini tubes that come in like a box of Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had four of those connected in a square.
Yeah.
There's one, so it's like this box, and it has so many tubes and so many different little nooks and crannies where sauce can be held.
What?
So anyway, after the success of Cascatelli, I launched these two new shapes, which I didn't invent, but they're very obscure Italian shapes that I teamed up with Sfollini to make.
Oh, excellent.
One of them was this one from Sicily. They call it Cinque Buchi, but we renamed it Quattrotini.
Quattrotini. Alex, I gave you some of this too. And so that's the pasta used in this. I made your cauliflower and beer cheese mac with Ritz cracker and chive pangrattato?
Pangrattato.
So I made that for you, and I have to tell you that, like, you said use a 9x13 pan.
Right.
I needed what we call the spare chair, which is the 11x17 pan. Because, you know, you make that when you know the college kid is like, I'm bringing a friend, we need a spare chair. I'm like, move it to the 11x17, you guys. We need more.
Yeah.
And also more surface area. So those breadcrumbs.
There you go. Right.
And this is a big thing for you. In the front, you have this recipe section too for these pangrattato.
Right. So these are, it's common in Italy. They're seasoned toasted breadcrumbs. You can make them in 5 or 10 minutes. You can keep them in the freezer, and you just sprinkle them over a pasta dish. I feel like in Italy, they have a real understanding of bringing together different textures in pasta. And of course, in a million different Asian noodle and rice dishes, they understand texture. I'm fascinated by this concept of dynamic contrast.
This is
sensory scientists have this term dynamic contrast. It's the idea of different textures coming together in the same bite. If you've ever been into a candy bar, you know, you have that like chocolate shell, and then you sink into something gooey and something chewy and then there's something crispy and there's something crunchy. But I feel like in America, when we eat pasta, we don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are eating very monotextural pasta dishes. So I have a whole section in the book called Carby and Crispy.
Yes.
It's all different pasta dishes that bring together crisp and crunch in surprising and exciting ways. And one of them is these seasoned pangrattatos. One is a Ritz cracker and chive pangrattato. We have a furikake pangrattato. We have one that's mashed up corn nuts with lime zest.
That's the other one I'm trying next.
Just try to even get it to the table. You're going to eat it all before it even gets to the
literally
table. These things take 5 or 10 minutes to make, and you sprinkle it on top of the pasta, and it adds this crisp and more flavor, and it just takes the whole thing to another level.
And I love that it's also like the Ritz cracker ones. As I had some Ritz crackers in my pantry, and I was just like, super quick. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, oh yeah, that I don't have panko or I didn't have anything else, but I had that. And I just remember it's just a mind reminder.
Yeah.
It's so good. All right. We've been talking with Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, who has a new book out, Anything's Possible. You can find it all over the place.
Wherever books are sold.
You will be live tomorrow night at the Amsterdam Hall Ann Kim, and tickets are still available.
Yeah.
So we're going to come and I'm going to put the link up on the show page, you guys, so that you can go. Alex and I are planning to be there. Slam it into four-wheel drive. It's going to be a good night.
It's going to be fun. It's a live podcast taping and book signing, so it'll be a great conversation. Can't wait.
Will the book be available for sale there?
Yes, the book will be available for sale there.
Thanks for that. All right. Thanks, Dan. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Weekly Dish. This has been quite the Saturday. I don't know. It's been fun.
It's been a rush.
I know.
What time is it? How is it already this time?
This is the last segment, girl.
No.
I know.
No, I'm not leaving.
Not leaving. Not leaving at all. I just want to thank everybody for being here today and getting on the show. And sorry that we didn't really talk too much Easter stuff, which I know is coming up and on a lot of people's minds. And so if you want to, I can engage. You guys put questions up on the Facebook page for any of your Easter needs, and we will do our best to get that answered. Just because, right?
Not me.
Not you. You're not doing an Easter thing.
No, there'll be a bunny.
There'll be a bunny.
That lays eggs, evidently.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
Why not?
Okay, so let's talk about, did you see the new Foods for the Saints stadium at all? Did you do that?
No.
Okay. That came out. I mean, like, they did have little tastings. Sounds like they've got some crazy looking stuff. Do you ever go to Saints games?
No, no. I think I've been twice. I love them. I would 100% go.
Yeah. They have a foot-long cherry bomb brat.
Oh, I did see that.
Dried cherries, chili peppers, onions.
I did see that. I'd take a bite of that.
Yeah, I would too. They've also got like a braised short rib poutine burger bowl.
Nope.
That feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The new Twins food is coming out on April 1st. So I've seen you there a couple years.
Yeah, they usually invite me.
We'll see.
That April 1st, so April we can't 1st. Believe anything.
Yeah,
they say.
Nobody knows if it's true or not. Like, wouldn't that be hilarious? Like, we all show up and we're in like the parking lot and the doors are locked. They're like, anyway.
Or they serve us like filet mignon.
Yeah.
And that's not actually going to be on the menu.
That's like I have to talk about this bread subscription from Bakersfield and Flour. Have you heard about this?
I heard it from you.
Okay. So basically, I don't know how you feel about Bakersfield, but I flippin' love those guys.
Yes, of course.
I think that they have the best single origin grain flour available anywhere.
They do.
Stone milled right in town, like down the block, actually.
1,000%.
And I love the fact that their baking classes, by the way, always sell out. I can never publicize them because the minute I find out about it, they're gone. So they are doing something really cool this year, which is they're doing basically a bread subscription. And it gives you bi-weekly selection of specialty breads and pastries not available in stores, fresh from the flour mills. And then they tuck in a little recipe to try at home.
So wait. It's the flour?
It's flour and pastries.
Oh, okay.
So like basically, if you do like a spring, summer 2024 subscription, a small one, 1 to 2 people per se, you could do a half one for $135. You could do a full one for $250. And it's like 10 weeks is the full one. Like 10 weeks of basically you get a specialty bread. So you may get like a loaf, an olive loaf or something like that.
Okay.
You get a little specialty pastry. So it could be like a Kuyaman. It could be, you know, something fun like that. And then a whole bag of flour or granola with a recipe.
That's a lot of flour.
I know, a whole
10
bag.
10 weeks worth of flour?
But this is, you could do it, so it's every, it's bi-weekly, which I think here means every other week, not twice a week.
I was going to say that, and I was embarrassed to ask.
No, I think it's every other week.
Okay.
You could do a half season, too, or you could do it where it's, the full season is 10 pickups, the half season would be 5, and so...
Yeah, it sounds like a Bradley Trainer thing.
I know.
If anybody's looking for a gift...
I know. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Is he here? Is he here?
He left. He was here for a moment.
He was here. I was
wondering. He's doing a cold plunge.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why.
Okay. People love them. They love them. Anyway, you can do it for 1 to 2 people or 3 to 4 people. And for the bread, I think it's a fun idea.
Sounds awesome.
For the people who are maybe like, I want to be a sourdough baker, but just haven't gotten into the vibe, getting that flour is a really good start.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It could be fun.
Pick up Zoe's book. You're done.
Oh, my God. So done. Have you been to the So Yen Desserts?
No.
I figured you might have gone.
Their opening weekend, I was supposed to go with Kim Lee.
Uh-huh.
Kim Lee Curry.
Yeah.
My friend and yours.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay in bed.
Okay. So this is, by the way, I want to shout it out.
Not even going to lie.
I know. I mean, like, but I mean, this is like the hot new.
Yeah.
Spot. They have lines out the door for this beautiful dessert shop opening in, that is open in what used to be. I mean, a long time ago, it was Golden's Deli, you know, way long ago, near the farmer's market in Lower Town, St. Paul.
Right.
And she is doing, and she's open from, I think it's from 10 to 2 on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. So they're, should be open now.
It's gone. I bet you it's gone.
So she's got like, they're doing these ube Oreo donuts. They've got.
And it's brioche, right? Is it brioche? I believe it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I know JD took a picture from his window of the line.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it looks crazy. But you know what? Sometimes there's something fun about standing in line with your fella donut fiends and talking about your favorite donut. It's a thing. It's like waiting for concert tickets back in the day.
It's totally
a thing. Before Ticketmaster took over the world.
Yeah. They have Thai tea donuts, vanilla donuts, raspberry donuts, ube Oreo donuts, which is
Thai tea
ube.
Today?
This is all March. So this is this weekend and I think maybe next weekend. They've got a creme brulee donut. They have a strawberry milk donut. Hello?
What time does it open?
They opened at 10 a.m.
Oh, not till 10.
Yeah. You might be able to get in there if you run from here. They have savory donuts. Mm-hmm. They have Uncle Kuma's egg salad donut. I don't know how to feel about that one. But they do have a chicken congee donut.
Yeah, okay. See that? Okay. A little bit more. I don't know about the texture of that.
I'm a little worried about it, but I would try it. I want someone, if you guys are out there in line, or if you had it today and you took a picture of it, tag me so I can see it.
Yeah. I'll DM you my home address.
Right. Bring them by. I'm sure you're not going to eat them. Okay. What else is going on this weekend?
Tomorrow night, we're going to the Ann Kim conversation. That's going to be really fun.
I know.
I'm thinking about running over to Pink Ivy and trying some veg dishes for lunch, late lunch today.
I have to tell you that, you know, obviously I don't know if you've seen about the Galleria, the flower show at the Galleria.
I did see that, the whole oyster pearl situation.
Oh, I mean, it looks pretty spectacular.
Things look good.
I need to tell you guys that the Westin, which is, of course, attached to the Galleria, is doing afternoon tea. for the entire run of the show. So starting on Sunday through April 7, everybody loves a afternoon tea, and they're doing it, and you get a glass of Vouv with it. So
I should take my mom.
I know you really should. It's there. They have two shows daily. They're doing it daily, and then they're doing it two times. They have a 10 a.m. and a 12:30 p.m. seating. $60 per person. Reservations required. But you basically can get, I'm just going to kind of run you down with what you get out there. You get little savories. You get a little English cucumber tea sandwich. You get smoked trout and black caviar roasty, prosciutto and heirloom tomato crostini. And then you get some desserts like macarons and profiteroles. And then you get your choice of teas.
Beautiful.
And a glass of Vouv. So I think that's worth it.
And I would get my mom's glass of Vouv. So that's win-win for me.
Win-win for you, girl. Yeah, I would do that. In fact, if you look at the book now, I'm just letting you know, like they do have some wait list, you know, but they looks like Sunday has times open. And even next weekend, there are times open.
Okay.
So that's a really cool thing to do. I think afternoon teas are really fun.
I think it's a blast. I know the Lowell Inn has one that I've been wanting to go take my mom to.
Hey, and speaking of that, letting you guys know that the Mad Hatter's Mother's Day tea, which is a very, we talk about them.
Nanoka.
Yeah, and we talk about them every once in a while. The actual Mother's Day tea, of course, is sold out, but they are opening that special tea for the entire month of May. Oh. So you can book different times, and that one is booking up really fast because people know that that's a tradition for people. They do love that tea up there. So, but if you want to get in on that, they're doing it all May.
She's invited me a couple times, and I was never able to make it, so maybe this is the year.
Do it. If you're also looking for something to do this weekend that's kind of fun, it is Maple Fest this weekend out at the Arboretum. Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh my God, I love this. And if you have kids, it's fun to go, but it's also cool to go to learn about, you know, tree tapping. They tap over 350 trees for maple syrup.
Are you getting to tap yourself?
They teach you and show you how to tap.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you get this whole like thing, and then you get to learn, and then you get to go eat pancakes. I mean, what? I don't know how else to win.
Done.
How else are you winning?
Done.
All right.
Well, other than it's on the other side of the planet.
That's true for you. Okay, lovelies. That was it. That was the show.
No, I'm not leaving. I'll be here with Harmony next hour.
We thank you. And hey, everybody, have a great Easter break next weekend. We'll come back the following weekend. So have a great weekend. Ciao, ciao, everyone.